This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is January 2nd and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we start talking about big things that is happening in the new year. First of all, I want to calm down and wish everyone a happy new year. I realized the last time, the Friday before the holiday, I was remiss and forgot to say, hey, Happy New Year to everybody, and mostly because it wasn't New Year's yet, and I was running out of time, and the producer started playing the music, and I said, okay, I know, I gotta go. But I want to pause right now and tell everyone thank you. Thank you for putting up with me for that entire year. Listen to me just run out and talk all kind of gibberish and calling in and say, hey, I want to talk gibberish with you, C.A. Nuri. Right? But this year, I want to bring in a number of creatives. I want to bring in a number of Bahamian historians, Caribbean historians, people who are doing big and wonderful things in the Bahamas, influencers who are changing the way we look at things, and basically challenge them to explain how can we as Bahamians benefit from all of what that they are doing. Today is such a show. Today is such a show because I brought in a creative to be my first guest for the year. I've known her for a while, right? Because she's doing big things in that orange economy. And I said, look at her go, right? But I'm trying to understand exactly what it is. Can we make money being a creative in the Bahamas? That's one of the questions I asked her about 9-10 months ago, right? And not the Christmas time, but before then, right? A little before then, but Yuletide season. I saw her and she said, guess what? I got a grant. What do you mean you got a grant? I got money. I said, what do you mean you got money? Yes, people gave me thousands of dollars to put on a show. And I said, impossible. Sensible people don't give money for the art. And I said, man, you need to come on the show to explain to my wider audience how they too can get a grant and get money for the arts and being creative and an orange economy. And also to tell your journey on how you got this grant and what this big grant money is going to be used for. So without further ado, I have Miss Raquel Rule, right? She is creative. She's been doing big things, doing plays and dramas and things in the Bahamas. I think she's also a poet. Are you a poet?
No? Yes, I am.
Oh, you're poet too. So, you know, I have a fond spot for poets, right? But this is grant I want to talk about. I want to talk about this journey to get a grant. So without further ado, Raquel, give me like a narrative of who you are in terms of arts, right? And then give me the narrative on what this grant is. And then we'll start having a conversation on how you applied for it, how other Bahamians can apply for this thing. What does this mean for other creatives, people who think they could write poetry, who could write screenplays and plays for stage and things like that, how they too can apply. Is there places for them to apply? Can anything good come out of people who in the arts? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Go ahead, Raquel. Tell me who you is.
Hi, my name is Raquel Rule, and as CA said, I am a poet. And I am a part of the orange economy, and I am a playwright in the Bahamas. Before we go on, I just want to say Happy New Year, Bahamas, and I just want to thank you, CA, for having me here to come and talk about the grant that I would have received from Royal Caribbean. So I was one of the recipients of the Royal Caribbean grant. They had a boot camp last year, and I was awarded an opportunity to be a part of the 8 weeks boot camp, where I was able to learn a lot about business, and I was able to pitch my business idea. The idea had to be a tourism-based idea. So it was a tourism-based business idea with Access Accelerator. Shout out to them. And I did a pitch for the entire Royal Caribbean executive team here in the Bahamas, as well as some of the executives at Access Accelerator and some of the executives at Ministry of Tourism. And I was awarded the third place grant, which gave me $7,500 to do this business.
Wait. When you said Royal Caribbean, is that the cruise ship people?
Yes, that's the cruise ship people.
Because I know they have awarded Bahamians on a number of ventures, especially with Access Accelerator. And Access Accelerator tends to partner with Guardian Radio a lot. In fact, they come on and explain how Bahamians could get access to money.
Yes.
Because I'm always critiquing, saying, man, someone needs to give us a hand up, right? We have ideas. But Access Accelerator apparently has answered the call and say, you just need to come. But let's, I have a text already asking you if Raquel Dean is the same as Raquel Rowell.
Yes, I am the same.
So it's Raquel Dean Rowell?
Yes.
So the listening audience want to ask that because they're saying that's a big time creative too, but they know, only know you as Raquel Dean. So Raquel Dean Rowell is the same person.
Correct.
Right. So I want to hear about you applying to Access Accelerator, how that went about. Then I want to hear about this Royal Caribbean offer. Then I want to hear about this competition because you're third place and you get hold $7,500 for third place.
Yes.
So I only can imagine what the first place person got. But anyway, Access Accelerator, how did you apply? No. Before that, what would I have known you for? What have you done in the New Providence, the Bahamas, in terms of arts and being a creative? And then we go into the Access Accelerator narrative.
So I would have done 5 shows prior to doing this underneath the guise of my company, Real Laughs Network. So we've been doing plays simultaneously at the Dundas. And I just wanted to launch this business because I saw where there was an opportunity. I always want to be a part of the solution to a problem. I saw where Bahamians and tourists, there's really not much for them to do here in nightlife. So I wanted to provide this opportunity and this niche so much. It provided the opportunity for me to do that.
So you're a playwright?
Yes.
You do plays?
Yes.
Comedy plays, drama plays, what type of play?
Comedy, drama, and with this new show, we'll be doing mystery and comedy infused.
Does that make money? Because I can write sometimes.
Yes.
And I want to know if I put my energy and time and effort to write one play, right? I can need help with that. Can I make some money back?
It is very lucrative. I must
say. In the Bahamas?
Yes. Our Bahamian people have been very, very receptive. I started my Real Laughs Network in 2014. So this year I'll actually be 10 years of operation. And I've seen it grow tremendously with the support. We get local support. We get persons flying from the island. We get some tourism support. So we've gotten support thus far. And I was gracious enough to get Access Accelerator support with them buying into my concept. What I'm going to launch in the next coming weeks.
So both Bahamians and tourists tend to come to your place? That's interest there?
Yes, there is. There's a big interest there. People love a laugh. And we love to put on a good show. All of my shows are written and produced by me. And my team is amazing. I must say we have great talent. I would be remiss if I did not mention to them. So shout out to the Real Laughs Network team for following the dream.
So let's talk about this Access Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
You're a playwright, a creative, do poetry, all kind of shows like that.
Correct.
Right? And then how did you know to make a pitch to Access Accelerator? Or how did they approach you? I want to know that process.
So they've been very, very good on their social page with announcing when they have upcoming grants and opportunities for business and startup companies to apply. And I saw the opportunity that came through. I applied and I was...
So you didn't apply necessarily as a creative, but a... But you have a business that is a creative-based business.
Correct.
And then you pitch that to Access Accelerator.
Yes. So you had to go through a process. So when you go on, once you apply, there's a process where you have to go through to fill out the form and you have to complete a bunch of documents. I know it can be tedious, but I promise you there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I filled out the information. I was lucky to be one of the few that they contacted based on my business concept that I pitched. And then I had to go through another process where I had to do a pitch video prior to doing an in-person pitch. And I was also shortlisted. And then I did the in-person pitch, which was very, very intimidating. But I was able to get through it, again, with the support of my team. And we came out as winners.
I'm impressed with that. This sounds like that dragon thing, Dragon Den, right? That you do your pitch and then they say, hey, you win and you go to the next level. But I didn't even fathom that Access Accelerator would have entertained a creative. So I'm very impressed with that.
They do.
I thought it was like tangible business. I fix this and I do that. Give me some money.
They do. Not only do they entertain, they also give you the tools needed to be able to carry on your business for a sustainable future.
I want to talk about that, but we have a caller ready want to engage you, right?
Okay.
So producer, patch that caller through. Let me see what they want to say to Miss Roll, Raquel Roll. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Let me see if I can get that. Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Call today to Sister Kino Voice along with you on this role, and of course, your audience. We need justice, law, and audience of Bahamas here.
Yes.
ASAP.
Definitely.
But what I want to say, right, Miss Rose?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank God. What I want to ask you, right? You speak of mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you something. The question is, when you said mystery, right? When you said mystery, it leaves to the audience to figure out what's happening, or you have a part, like a part where you would bring it, establish the mystery?
So there's a show that we put on, of course, with my cast. So
we put on
the show during the dinner, because it's a dinner theater series. So we put on the show during the dinner.
I didn't hear you when you said theater.
Yes, it's a dinner show theater experience.
Okay, got you.
So we put on the show while you're having dinner. It's an interactive, immersive experience. So you get an opportunity to see the show while you're eating. During the show, clues will be presented during each course to give you an opportunity to figure out who is the person that committed the crime.
How many times?
You preempted my show. I appreciate the questions. These are great questions. But you, I ain't reached that far yet. I don't know how he get this far to get this opportunity.
Let me ask one question before I go.
Go ahead.
Where do you establish those shows?
What do you mean? Where will the show be put on?
Say it again?
You mean where will the show or the experience take place?
Right.
So this show and experience will be taking place at Prime One Seafood and Steakhouse. That's at One West Plaza.
At where?
One West Plaza.
That's on West.
I don't know where that is. Anyhow,
I explain
you.
All of that later on the show. But stay
thank
tuned
you.
And call
thank
me back
you.
If you have another question.
Thank you so much.
That's Bremen there. He's a very active caller. And I appreciate his question. These are lying on what I wanted to ask too. But I want to know how we get there.
Yes.
So you said Access Accelerates give you help in terms of supplying you with what you need to do. What do you mean by that?
So it was an 8-week boot camp that we had to go through prior to reaching the level where we pitch our business. So during that 8-week boot camp, they had different moderators that were giving us the different tools that we needed for business.
So if I'm a business person,
yes,
I need access to more funding.
Yes.
I apply to Access Accelerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put you in a boot camp to make sure I'm proficient enough to get the opportunity to vie for the competition award, something like that?
Depending on the program. If it's a business program, then definitely yes. And I must appreciate it because, like I said, they want to make sure that your business has a sustainable future. They don't want to just give you the money and then in a few months, your business tanks. They want to be able to give you this funds and then the longevity of your business is sustainable and you could actually see a lucrative growth in your business.
I need Access Accelerator to reach out to me so I can hash this out so more people who are listening, because I have a small pepper business I need to get some funding for. I need to expand that.
Yes.
So now you got the funding.
Yes.
Right? Or you go into the boot camp with Access Accelerator. I want to know how Royal Caribbean get involved in this so we can start, because you now, they already hashed out your idea. You put it through your concept, right? You develop the concept and you're gonna explain what this concept is that you develop, right?
Yes.
And how did Royal Caribbean get involved? I want to talk about that.
So Royal Caribbean partnered with Access Accelerator. So Access Accelerator was basically the hub to do the grant. So they did all of the hard work. Royal Caribbean provided the funds necessary for them to be able to do it.
Okay, now I'm there.
Yes.
What exactly did you pitch? What was the final sales pitch? Or what do you call that? When you have that. Anyway, what was the final thing that you pitched?
So my final pitch, what my final pitch looked like is that my team, along with myself, we entered the room, very, very intimidating. I don't think I've ever been through a process like that ever in my life. So we entered the room amongst all of the executives, amongst other persons that would have been pitching their idea as well, and we basically put on a performance. So my team walked in, very, very intimidating. They were in their costume, and we pitched my concept of three-course murder.
So your concept was a three-course murder. Yes. That was you concluded. That's the thing that you're going to be selling.
Yes.
Explain a three-course murder. What is it that is coming to this event thing to anticipate? That's what I mean.
So three-course murder is an experience where you get to experience three courses of dinner while the show is going on. And the show is a murder mystery series. So I've put together this show, which will change every 3 months. And you'll get to experience and be a part of it. So we have three tiers. One, you get to be an actual part of the show with the team. So you got a cameo role during the show. The other one is where you get to be a bystander while you're enjoying dinner. And then we also have a VIP tier as well. So during that show, you come in. At the beginning, you get to enjoy your cocktails, and the motive is introduced. So you get to interact with the cast, and you get to kind of figure out, okay, who's going to be the person that's going to be murdered, and what will be the motive behind the murder. And then as the cocktail reception ends, the person is murdered. And yes.
So let me get this straight. You pitch your idea, you got third place.
Yes.
Two other persons were ahead of you, but you got third place. You received $7,500 to bring about your idea, which is a murder mystery dinner concept.
Yes.
Right? And it's in this murder dinner mystery concept that you've come bringing to fruition, you have three tiers.
Mm-hmm.
One, I could be interactive and be involved in this play.
Yes.
Two, I could be a bystander enjoying dinner and watching what's happening and see if I can figure out who killed this person,
yes.
Right? And three, I have a VIP and I get all the perks
of
VIP.
Yes, all the perks, yes.
Now, explain murder mystery theater concept, right? That sounds very foreign and American. And I'm trying to sit down and embrace that I want to attend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to convince me that this is what I need to attend and what I will see. Tell me about it. What do I expect?
Okay. Well, first of all, my business solves a problem. We have nightlife here, but it's kind of lackluster. So this will be an experience that you'll get to experience with the girls for a girls' night, or you get to bring your partner too, and you get to actually be involved. So it's very, very interactive, and it's very different. Like I said, when the caller was on the phone, during each course that the team brings out, the culinary team at Prime One, there will be a clue that will be introduced in your dish. So it's,
so my food could have a clue?
Yes.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes, your food will have a clue at every different stage of the dish. And you get an opportunity to interact with the cast. So it's very interactive, very, very hands-on. They will literally be at your table while you're eating dinner.
So I'm eating my food and then the acting
yes.
is happening around me.
Yes, around you.
Okay.
So you're at the center of the action. You're at the center and then everyone gets to be a detective. So bohemians and tourists will get an opportunity to try to figure out who is the person that actually commits this crime. But, they'll have where the cast, the detectives are actually going to involve some of the persons that are having dinner to try and figure out if they know who the person is, who actually committed the crime, why do they think so, they'll get an opportunity to even win prizes.
Get prizes too?
Yes, you get an opportunity to win a prize for your guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very interactive. I'm involved inside this. I'm vested inside what's happening.
Yes, you're a part of the drama.
Will you be recorded? Because I might want to have a copy of this to say, because since I'm inside the play, right? Is that part of it too? Like I can get a copy of each stage play that you do, this interactive theater thing? No, or that's not yet?
I don't know if we'll be doing a recording because then it takes suspense away.
True.
Yeah.
For other people who won't copy and say, hey, who killed him? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing this now. I'm coming to dinner. What time would dinner be?
So cocktails will start at 7.
And cocktails mean this is a pre-thing before the show starts.
Yes. So the show starts at 8. So you get to enjoy your cocktails before, you know, get to network with persons, see persons you haven't seen probably in a while coming to the show. And then the show begins at 8.
So I drink my cocktails and then I go inside someplace and sit down or some sort?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
So during the cocktail portion of it, like I said, the motive will be introduced. So you'll get the castle start, And it's like, you don't know what's going on, so you don't really know what to expect. And that's the luck of the draw. So you get, not only do you come to enjoy the delicious food of Prime One, you get this whole interactive experience.
And the objective of this is to find out who killed the person.
Yes.
This is a murder mystery.
Yes. And it also has comedy.
It's comedy too.
Yes.
So I can laugh and think.
Yes.
So is it, for this particular one, because it seems as every 3 months a new one.
Yes, a new show.
New shows change, right? Is this taking place like in a bohemian atmosphere, or it's like a contemporary, like anywhere? It could be any place around the world, but it's being showcased here in the Bahamas.
It could be anywhere. Okay. It could be this show. You literally could pick the show up and you could put the show anywhere.
Nice.
And the reason why I did it like that is because, you know, sometimes when we write in our bohemian lingo, it's not always easily understood.
I understand that.
So
I talk quickly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I've always written my shows, whereas if anyone from any walks of life in any part of the world, if they come to the show, they'll be able to understand all of the language. They'll be understanding what's going on. So while the themes may somehow be bohemian, because, you know, we dramatic, it can be understood from anyone from any part of the world.
I'm talking to Miss Raquel Dean Rowell, who has finished third place in this Royal Caribbean competition, and she was granted $7,500 to bring about a dream, bring about a murder mystery dinner theater, high end, right? And I'm excited about it, but we have a caller who wants to engage you and ask you few questions. So let's producer, patch that caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Raymond calling back.
Ahead,
what I want to ask Miss Rose, is the cocktail, the comedy would be shown within the murder scene?
Yes, sir.
Ah, one other question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other question? And you wrote this for somebody, or you write for somebody, and you got $7,000?
I write my own shows. And so I came up with this concept and I pitched it during the Royal Caribbean Grant opportunity. And I came third and I was able to win the $7,500.
So what the people in which you had did the show for, the ones who spearheaded the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's they going to do with that tape or whatever?
What do you mean? What's it?
The writings of the show.
This is my show. I wrote my own show. So the only persons that are privy to my script would be myself as well as my cast.
So let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You have it registered whereby nobody can take it, and it's a beautiful show, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what I'm asking you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have it registered whereby nobody can take it without giving you the type of money you desire for it?
Well, I do have parts of my concept trademarked. Of course, you know, you can't really patent some things, but I would like to say imitation is...
It's yours.
Yes, but I mean, it still came from somewhere. I was still inspired by somewhere. So while the concept of my script may be something that is original, the concept of the entire show is not, it's not really original. It's something that's around in the UK. It's something that's around in the US. And I'm just lucky to be able to bring this experience to the Bahamas and put my own unique twist on it.
By using the name, hey?
Well, the name is mine. Three-Course Murders, that's mine. I created that.
So the concept came from other places?
Well, this particular concept of a murder mystery and a dinner has been around all over. You could see this in the UK, but the experience that I'm bringing is unique because this particular show is original, if you're understanding me. So the show that we're putting...
But you're changing the concept with the words.
Well, so my script is original. So each script is my script. The concept of dinner and a show, that's been around for years.
Mm. You good, Bremen?
I got you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and engaging.
Thank you so much.
I have people who are texting me now saying, how do I get in contact with you? Because they want to get tickets and stuff like that. So before I say, where are you going to get tickets?
Yes.
How do people get in contact with you? Let's do that first.
So we have social media pages. You can follow us on 3 Course Murder for more updates. We do have a website. That's www.3carsperna.com. We'll be updating our website momentarily with booking information. But so far, you could go on the website. You could kind of get a feel of what we're about. The show will be launching January 28th.
Wait, this January, this show is going to be on?
Yes.
January, what day is it again?
January 28th.
2-8, January 2-8, the first show is going to be January 28th.
2-8. First show will be January 28th at Prime 1, and we will have 17 opportunities. This is an entire series, and this particular show, Jazz to Kill, will be around from January until the end of March, and then we'll go into switching the show to a different type of show.
You know when you start stuttering because you don't know what to do? And how do tourists get access? Because I have a next text asking, is this for Bohemians? But I know you mentioned Ministry of Tourism, so definitely tourists will be involved.
Yes.
But how can Bohemians take advantage? Uh-huh. And is tourists in general be involved in this?
Yes, definitely. We this is a tourism-based business, so we're going to involve our tourists as well as our locals. Tourists can purchase this experience on TripAdvisor, on Viator. We're on other websites where tourists can access. There are particular websites where Europeans go on to purchase experiences. We're on them as well. And, of course, our website.
Okay. I have another caller who wants to engage you. Producer patch that caller through. We're talking to Raquel. See, I get Miss Dean now. Dean Rowe, right? who wants to engage, who's telling you about this dinner mystery thing. What is the name of it again?
Three-course murder.
And having a three-course meal?
Yes.
I having a full meal?
Yes.
And then I have a whole play thing happening. Yes. Where
and
I'm
you,
interactive.
And you having cocktails.
And cocktails. Yeah, well, yes. My wife could definitely take advantage of cocktails. Okay, go ahead, producer patch caller through. Welcome to Garden Radio AM. Caller, go ahead. Call again once. Call again twice. Let's move on to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, morning. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Very interesting. I must commend the young lady for what she's done.
Thank you so much.
My concern is taking into consideration all of the stuff that's happening in the country, why does it have to be murder? That's the question I wanted to ask. And is there anything else on the drawing board in terms of the play act, the act, whatever, other than murder?
Well, I like going to the movies. And the movies I like is action. So there's a lot of murder inside the action movies. And it doesn't play on that. I think that it's just some murder mystery. And you go there to figure out who committed. Right? Yeah, so. But I hear you. I hear you. Anything else, caller?
No, that's it. That was just a question that came to mind.
I understand. I appreciate that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very interesting and I must commend it for it.
Yes, but thank you very much for calling. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Go ahead, Cole. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I want to send a shout out to my friend Raquel.
Hi.
I'm very proud of her. She's a great screenwriter. I'm extremely proud of the work that she's doing, and I'm looking forward to the show. And keep up the great work, Raquel. You're doing a great job, and you're a mentor for a lot of upcoming playwriters in the Bahamas.
Thank you so much, Sonia.
Welcome. Hi, Cecil. Love your show.
How you doing, cousin?
Yep. Love you, cousin.
Love you too, cousin.
Okay, bye.
I recognize that voice. That's a Hannah Haiti Hattai
yes.
family member.
Better so. Believe it. That blood's strong.
The blood's strong. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year. Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And Happy New Year to the young lady in the studio. I want to congratulate her.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Great work that she's doing. I commend her for her efforts. It's a very challenging industry that we're in. I have a question. You mentioned RCI, is it?
Royal Caribbean, yes.
Yeah. Now, we know that the ships leave port around 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Your show is at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
How are they assisting you, if at all, in get people to support your show? You're going to need a support of the transportation industry to get the people from the hotels and or the cruise ships to your space.
Correct.
Which is way out west.
Correct.
We know the challenges they are in. Are they giving you any kind of support in terms of international promotions? So as you indicated, that people could know about your production and purchase their tickets prior to getting to the country. How is the Ministry of Tourism assisting you with your promotion? These are questions I know if you are not able to answer, you need to look into, because your business is going to depend on supplementary support from the tourism industry. The local community, I dare say, will probably not be able to support your wonderful concept and your wonderful production. So I certainly hope that they are assisting you with your promotional locally and internationally, mm-hmm. and also by way of working with you with the transportation support. For example, you get in a cab to bring someone from Paradise Island out west, that's a $35 fare.
Mm-hmm.
Round trip, that's $70.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult for people like you who are in the industry, the orange economy, and we're not getting the support that we deserve. I certainly hope that you're getting some of that kind of support. I will hang up on this.
Thank you very much. That was Freddie Munnings, actually. He's a creative also. He's in the
arts. I could tell the passion.
Yeah, yes. And he's an advocate for such. So I appreciate that question.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of support from Access Accelerator, in terms of promotion.
Correct.
Support, in terms of support from Royal Caribbean, like he said, in terms, and of course, Ministry of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Have they reached out to you, or is this something that you may have to do also?
So we've already started the conversation going. This is a pilot program, so the expectation is they need to be able to see how this will work prior to putting their full support, but we've already started a conversation. And one thing I didn't really like was the fact that he said the locals won't support.
Mm.
And I know that not to be true.
And explain why you know that not to be true.
Because our locals have always supported Real Laughs Network and anything that we've done.
You've had a constant stream of behemoths searching you out and saying, I come into your shows.
Definitely. We've done, like I said, we've done our shows at the Dundas. This isn't the first time that I'm doing shows. This is just under different guys. So Real Laughs Network is now creating three-course murder. So Real Laugh Network has always received support from our locals. They love our shows. So we don't have any issues with the locals coming to support. Now, this will be a different arena for now, involving more tourists, which I'm sure the Ministry of Tourism will definitely help us with. They've already come on board to assist us with a couple of stuff. I don't want to disclose it as yet.
I understand.
But I can say that they've been supportive from the onset.
You got $7,500.
Yes.
Right? To promote and bring this dream of yours, this three-course murder theme of yours into fruition, right?
Yes.
What did you use your $7,500 for?
So my focus has always been on marketing. Marketing has probably been part of the most expensive part of it. So between marketing and costumes, getting the word out there is not cheap, Cecil. So we've used it on that. We've used it on advertising opportunities. We used it on costumes. And before you know it, the money was gone.
I can imagine. Then you start investing in your pocket now. But at least you had $7,500
to start with. Correct.
Okay.
And like I said, I would be remiss if I did not mention the great works of my mentor, Precious. Big up to Precious Fortune Thompson. She's been very, very
good. I know Precious.
Yes, everybody knows Precious.
Yeah.
She's been very, very good and very, very instrumental in believing in the dream and helping others to come on board and believe in the dream as well. And shout out to Prime One as well, who's our venue partner for this entire series, and really, really excited.
How did you get Prime One to get involved?
One
on
word,
board.
One word, Precious.
Yeah, she networked with you.
There's nothing that Precious can't do.
Mm. Mm.
She is a huge asset to our entire community.
In terms of space, I haven't been to Prime One. I know there's someplace out west, right? How did you do a run to see how it's going to work around?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, so we've already done all of that. We're already excited. My team is excited. Shout out to the Real Laughs Network and Three Course Murder team. We're excited to put on this show and bring this experience for the Bahamas. And we're not just promoting this for Bahamians. We're promoting our destination.
Your whole destination?
Yes.
So this has to work.
Of course.
And it will work.
It will work.
And like you said, this is I forget the word you use, right? Anyway, going out of my head, where this is going to be the first one, pilot program. This is going to be a pilot program where Ministry of Tourism Access Accelerator will see what next. And it will impact other creatives moving forward in terms of their concept.
Yes. Our goal is to get our destination seen as not just for tourism with water parks, tourism with the beach. We want to be able to get adventure tourism on board.
Adventure tourism?
Yes. Adventure tourism is a thing. So we want our destination to be a place where people come for experiences.
Okay.
Yes.
We're talking to Ms. Raquel Dean Rule. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Happy New Year. Like I said, we're excited. We're going to have a number of creatives. We're going to have a number of Bohemian historians. We're going to have a number of people who are doing big and grand things come on the show and explain exactly what they're doing, how we as Bohemians can get involved and be and relish and cherish and get excited about all these things. Raquel Rule is having a 3-course murder mystery event that's going to be happening when again?
It will be premiering January 28th.
January 28th, yes. Where again?
At Prime One.
What time is it going to be?
It starts at 7.
7, okay. Yes. I'm excited. I'm just going to give more information on how we can learn more about it. But we can take that up on the next side of the break. Guardian Radio AM, we will be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have Miss Raquel Dean Rule, who is a Bohemian playwright, who was granted $7,500 competing in a national competition where Royal Caribbean gave her a grant, right? This was made possible by Access Accelerator, and they are a business venture the government has, right, where they help promote, help support, help give financing to businesses in the Bahamas. Raquel came about and developed a business where she said, hey, I want to have a dinner and a play type concept, right? Mm-hmm. Where the first people come in and sit down and be involved, intimately involved in this murder mystery. And she concluded and pitched her concept, which concluded as being a 3-course murder mystery concept where you, I don't even know how much it costs. How much is it going to cost per ticket?
So we have two options, okay. Right? We know that there are times when persons may be price conscious.
I always price conscious. I'm from Macklin. But wait, go ahead.
Please stop. We're budget constraints. So we have an option where they do a sip and solve. So we have a sip and solve that we're going to introduce where you get to see the show, as well as you'll be able to get cocktails and hors d'oeuvres or cocktails and just a show. So that would look anywhere from between $75 to $100. Mm-hmm. And then we have the 3-course dinner with cocktails and the show, which will start at about $185. And in that 3-course dinner, you get either steak, you get lobster, you get rack of lamb, you get salmon.
I get high-end dinner.
Yes. This ain't no play dinner, Nancy. So we ain't coming there for you to sit
and
down.
And I get 3 courses.
Yes, you get 3 courses.
And I get a show.
Yes.
So I go in for that sip and paint one. I mean, sip and show.
Sip and solve.
Sip and solve one.
Yes.
Tell me more about that concept. I pay my money. Give me the price again for that sip and solve.
So that looks anywhere from between $75 to $100.
Okay, pay my $75, yes. Right? I come and get drinks.
Yes, and then you come and get the show.
And I come and get the show.
Yes.
Okay. And when will I have a firm time for the actual price? Say, this is the price.
So we're in the process of confirming everything this week. Everything has to be done this week because we have a few things that we need to get out, and we have persons that are very, very anxious to book their ticket. January 28 is already gone, basically sold out.
Yeah, January 28 is right around the corner. And like I said, I've texted galore people asking where to buy tickets, how to get involved, how to be intimately involved.
Yes.
And I'm still excited about the idea of paying. And I could be inside this murder mystery,
yes.
Right? Get a small role or what do you call it? What do you call that? Impromptu type acting type
improv.
Thing. Improv type yes. thing. You know, so I'm excited about that.
And then you get to be a detective.
Like
a you know, detective? we love people business.
I want to be a police. I ain't really know the detective.
Why you want to be a police and not a detective?
They have the gun. They have the gun.
Oh.
No. Pow, pow. Pow.
And guess what? I failed to mention the first show, Jazz to Kill, Volume 1. Is based in the 1920s. So
nice.
It's like that jazzy era. So what we're doing is we're taking Prime 1 and we're making it into a speakeasy for the series.
So you're using that money to decorate the whole of Prime 1?
No, we can... Listen, if you've never been to Prime 1...
No.
They don't need much. The place is already aesthetically pleasing. It already has that jazzy, mysterious feel. So the only thing we're going to do is walk into it and add our little jazz flair and... make it great for you.
And you say it could be the 1920s, that roaring 20s
yes,
feel.
Yes.
Speak easy.
Yes.
And then the whole mystery.
Era, yes.
And the whole mystery. I mean, no, Bahamas is very intimately involved in the Prohibition era. So I hope you have that bohemian feel inside it too.
Cecil, listen to me. We bring in the we even have the accents.
You have the accents?
You know what I mean? My team is so amazing. Like, I must shout them out. We have accents.
I can when feel it then. This is real good.
Feel like you're a part of the 1920s, Cecil. You're going to feel it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it's going to be January 28th.
Yes.
And like if you're fine-tuning things right now, but January 28th.
January 28th.
Is that a Saturday?
That's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, I love Sunday
yes.
events. So it's a it's a coming to the end of the weekend. You spend your money.
Yeah.
You go bring the wife. You bring the girls' night. You bring your boys out and say, hey, we're sitting down.
And you're coming for this experience.
And coming for the experience.
Not sometimes men would be like, man, I think that's for women. No. This for women. And men, they could appreciate this.
I'm assuming your first event, January 28th, it's be who's who in New Providence who's going to be there. All the Ministry of Tourism, all the government officials, all those people who are in the arts. Because we have a whole arts segment crowd.
Correct.
Who travel to different events and say, man, I want to experience this. We have a cultural crowd.
Because word of mouth, believe it or not, is the best form of advertising in this country.
And people know you already. And they know what you've produced. And they could, like you have a following now. Like I said, a number of techs already said they're familiar with your work.
Yes.
Right? So they want to experience this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But why murder mystery? Like the call and say, why murder mystery? Again, I want to know, why murder mystery?
So, one, it's very, very different. I always want to come up with things that are different. We do comedies, we do drama, we do romance, but we want to do suspense. And like I said, it's lighthearted. So it isn't really heavy. So the caller mentioned why murder, it isn't heavy. So it has comedy and murder mystery. Because back in the day, that's basically what was going on. Like, let's be real. People love action. People love thrills. So we want you to be able to hang on the edge of your seat while you're having dinner and be mesmerized by what is going on.
How long is the entire event? Like you say, I know of cocktails and then you have the
entire experience is about 2.5 hours.
So it's a 2.5 hour event, basically.
Yes. It's an experience. Don't say event, gotta say experience.
Let me write that word down so I can say experience again.
Yes.
Experience. Right? So it's a 2.5 hour experience.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The best of bohemian arts is going to be held then.
Yes.
Right? And it's going to be a high-end event when you come down. How do I dress?
So Prime 1 does, of course, have a dress code.
See,
so we ask that our guests.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Now I know.
If you're coming to enjoy this high-end experience, the expectation is you're not coming in slippers and shorts.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, okay, but tell me the dress code.
So
inform my listening audience what to expect and how should I dress? Because I come in. So tell
me. So the dress code would be like a button-down shirt or a nice collared shirt or maybe a blazer, long slacks, shoes. Ladies, you know how you dress. And their dress code can be found on their website as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I see it. I see what it is. I see the price. So let me just think now.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the 28th.
That's where it's starting. So we have 17 shows.
Tell me more of that.
You have 17 opportunities to see this particular show before it goes into another show.
So this one could be like in January. The next one could be like when?
No. So it's going to be January 28th.
Yeah.
Then we have the next one. It's going to be January 31st.
Okay.
And then we go into the following week. And then we start again.
So it's consistency every week.
Yes.
Every week until that 17 shows has expired.
Correct.
And then you move on to the next mystery series that you have.
And it's limited. Because the reason why it's limited, and when I say limited, meaning numbers, we want you to be able to experience it. And we don't want it to be overcrowded. You know, sometimes when you pack too many people in a room, you get to, you can't hear, you can't see. No.
So how much people can be featured here?
So 50.
So this spot is for 50. The first 50 who book the event get to experience this.
Yes.
And then you, if you're not for number 51, you have to come for the next week.
Yes.
And be a part of that 50.
Yes.
And then so on and so on.
Yes.
And you said it's going to be 17 of this one, and then it's going to be
a next show. And the next show is going to be in a different era.
In a different era, and different experience.
Yes.
Is it all going to be at Prime One, or that's something to be discussed later on?
Well, that's something we'll discuss later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you came up with this concept in general, even though I know it's something that's done around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought this international concept home to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Then created and developed a show that is engaging for Bahamians. And of course, it have that tourist element in it. And created a high-end product.
Correct.
And partnered with a high-end place to have a experience. I see you're using the word experience now.
Yes.
This dinner and mystery
all
experience.
With the help of my mentor, Precious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to go back to the website. And do you have social media? I'm a social media person. So I know you call it a website. And I want to know, where can I find you on social media?
So
when I say social media, I mean Facebook.
Yeah. Say Facebook.
I'd only be from Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I would say Instagram, but my Instagram and Facebook connected to each other. So Facebook. Do you have a Facebook presence?
So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and of course we're on TikTok. So different target audience. Of course you say you only do Facebook. So
yeah.
So we're on all that. And then I also do some promotions on my LinkedIn as well.
Let's talk for promotions quickly before we have about 4 or 5 minutes to go, right? When I'm watching those blockbuster movies, they have like pieces, snippets of what's to expect in the movie.
Yes.
I want to know, for your promotions, do you have snippets so I can see people in costumes and
things? Yes, we have teaser videos.
You have teaser videos already?
Yes, we already have.
Is it out? I can actually go and watch?
Remember, Cecil, I said I had to do teasers to pitch my idea to Royal Caribbean and Access Accelerator.
Yeah.
So I have a teaser video.
Where can I get the teaser video?
The teaser videos are all on our page. We haven't even created our trailer yet. So we're in the works of doing our official trailer for Jazz to Kill. But we have all of that on our page.
Give me the pages again.
So you could follow us on 3 Course Murder. And we're on.
So that's the name, 3 Course Murder.
Yes, that's the name of the series.
That's the name of the series.
Yes.
And then tell me where you find it again.
You can find it on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok.
Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, 3 Course Murder.
Yes.
I can search that and go on the page and see what you have there.
We're on TripAdvisor, we're on Viator, so tourists can also book us and have access to us as well.
Yes, I have bookings already.
Pardon?
You have bookings ready?
Yes. So, I told you January 28th.
Yeah, just right around the corner. You sold out for the first one yet?
Yes.
A couple of tickets I could get still. I mean, if people are listening, now they say they won't be experiencing this first one.
No, January 28th is no.
Wait, already sold out?
Already sold out for January 28th.
How you come on the show late and then tell me, but already sold out for January 28th? You should have come on a couple of weeks ago. Then some people. So when the next show after January 28th?
Remember now, we have 17 opportunities for people to see. Well, 16 now, because 28 is sold out.
So after January 28th, what's the next show?
January 31st.
So, okay, I talk about January 31st now.
Yeah.
So January 31st is not too late to go and book for that and pay for your tickets for that. So you have this dinner, murder mystery, and it's called 3 Course Murder.
The name of this volume is called Jazz to Kill.
Okay, let's
so
write
3 Course Murder is the entire series, and each show will have a volume. Volume one is Jazz to Kill.
So we're going to experience Jazz to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to bring about from 3 Course Murder.
Yes.
I'm getting that now. Yeah. Okay. And this is going to be January 28th. And the next one is going to be January 31st.
Correct.
And it's going to be 17 shows in total.
Yes.
And where you just come in and take advantage of that. And you get all of that came about through Access Accelerated and applying for that, and you came up with this final product and making it available to Bohemians and changing our tourism product and have access in this orange economy. All of that came from that.
Yes, I want to change the way people see entertainment. I want to transition that. Like I said, we've been doing plays on the stage, but I want to do something different. I want to bring an experience.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. You're doing a lot for all Bohemians, and I just want to say thank you for that.
I love my people.
I want to say, before I go, because we have less than 30, 40 seconds, right?
Correct.
This in Bohemianese or this in like standard English, I understand?
I don't write in Bohemianese. I write in standard English.
So anyone can come and listen to this and hear it.
Anyone to come and appreciate it. I don't even talk in Bohemianese.
I used to talk in Bohemianese all the time. People don't understand me.
I came from SAC and...
Come from that school?
Yeah, from that school.
Yeah.
And so we were taught the Queen's English and I stuck with that.
This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. She still speaks the Queen's English, whereas I speak the King's English. I have a king now, right? That's a whole different conversation. But that was Miss Raquel Dean Roll, who's a Bohemian playwright. She was granted a grant from Royal Caribbean International. She came third place inside their, the name of the business? I mean...
Access Accelerator.
Name ran out of me. She came third place and was granted $7,500. And she came with a business concept. And business concept now is three-course murder. And this first showing will be Jazz to Kill. It's going to be January 28th. It's going to be at Prime.
Prime One.
Mm-hmm. Seafood. And the tickets are about $75. But you go on the social media pages and find all of that. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful day. Happy New Year's. Bye-bye.